It's 11 questions on the sweet stuff because this episode's all about chocolate. I sit down with my friend Reyes and some other pals at Ogo Pogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California, and we talk about the stuff we eat that's chocolate. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show, and thanks for putting it in your ears or putting it in a friend's ears, maybe against their will. Maybe you're holding someone down right now and you're like, listen to this. Let's battle in some trivia. Maybe you have that voice all the time. Wouldn't that be scary? I hope not. This is the Pop Culture Trivia Show, and today's episode is all about chocolate. So this is one of my live nights from a few years back, I believe, maybe last year sometime. And I got to this brewery called Ogo Pogo in San Gabriel, California, real early last Friday night. So I recorded a bunch of videos of me asking some random rounds to people hanging out. One of those people hanging out was my friend Reyes, who works at the Huntington Library and Botanical Garden. And he's a super fun dude to sit down and chat with. He's a real character. He's got a long ponytail. And I think he's about 25 years old, so you'll get to know him a little bit in this quick little interview episode soiree. And some other people kind of hop in and yell out answers towards the end. So this one's a real kind of just hangout, little trivia jam session. I hate the phrase jam session, but you know what I mean. It's like it's not super serious is what I'm trying to say. Everyone's just jamming. Hey, bring your tuba. Let's have a jam session. I brought my daughter to Guitar Center today. I'm trying to invest in some new sound equipment for some of the higher profile gigs I get in 2019. So they have these giant towers. I don't know how else to describe it. It's usually a four-piece tower. So there's a big subwoofer at the bottom, and then you put these four pieces in. Bose makes one. It's called the L1. JBL makes one called the Eon. And then Harbinger and Gemini make some lower end ones. So I was kind of testing all those out. They all do Bluetooth, and I play a lot of music for music bingo and things. So looking to get one of those. So I brought my daughter. She loves running around Guitar Center and going I want this. I can play this. I'm going to do this. But I love when she finds a new instrument she hasn't seen before. So today she found one of those. I don't even know what it's called. It's the piece of wood with all the dangling chimes hanging from it. And she just shook the shit out of it. It was the loudest thing I'd heard up close. And I was like, oh my God, put that down. You're not getting one of those for Christmas, unfortunately. But if somebody knows the name of that thing, let me know. There's a lot of crazy instruments they actually sell at Guitar Center where I'm like, what is this? And it's just a wood block. And you hit it with a spoon or something. So that was the section we were in. But Guitar Center has some crazy deals if you're looking for some equipment. I get a thing in the mail every month or so. And there's some good stuff. Here's a legitimate tip. If you're buying something for somebody for Christmas, you can get 15% off if you take some kind of survey on the Guitar Center website. Right when you go to the guitarcenter.com website, click on the top. If you need to buy any equipment, there's a big banner at the top, and I think it ends around Christmas time. So that's what's kind of pushing me to maybe buy something before the end of the year. But we shall see. Just like you shall see if you know 11 trivia questions on chocolate for today's episode. We're going to jump into those questions right now. Again, this one's super casual, so kind of just let it play in the background or, get crazy, sit down with a notepad and write down the answers. I wonder how many people do that. I wonder how many people make it a ritual to listen to this show every day and physically write down the answers. I bet there's a dozen, maybe a baker's dozen, another extra one in there for the real trivia nerds. If you do that, let me know. Love to know in a tweet or something like that. You can find me on Twitter at Ryan Buds. You can also email me anytime, ryanbuds@gmail.com. All right, everybody, we're going to jump into this question, these 11 questions on chocolate right now. Here we go. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your pal, Ryan Buds. I'm here with my friend Reyes, the unofficial mayor of Ogo Pogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. How you doing, man?
Oh, another great night for me.
Another great night for you. You got awesome flowing hair, usually tucked back in a ponytail. There it is. Wow. How long have you been growing that?
All my life.
All your life? 15 years?
At least.
Are you only 15 years old?
That's all my life.
So your whole life. All right. We were sitting here chatting, and I said, why don't we do a quick podcast where I ask you some random questions from my iPad. This is my iPad. It's not my daughter's iPad if you're watching this. I know it's padded with pink
But it's good. It makes good bouncy action.
Pink's the new black.
Yes, Pink is the new black, which is a show I'm working on about men in prison. I'm tired of these women in prison. Jesus. And I need a men in prison show. Oh, wait, it's called Oz. Oh, that already exists. Okay, here we go, guys. This is going to be 11 questions on chocolate. Reyes, how do you feel about chocolate?
I like it.
You feel pretty good about it?
Yeah.
These are very random questions.
I like melting it, putting in my hot cocoa.
How many chocolate-related questions can you get out of 11, do you think?
Zero.
Zero? You're going to shoot low?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot, yeah.
I love it. Here we go. This is round number one about chocolate, around everyone's favorite candy. Question number one. What chocolate company makes a Carmelo bar? Have you ever had a Carmelo?
Nope.
You have no
Zero.
Idea?
I have no idea.
You think it's Cadbury? It is Cadbury.
This is like Jeopardy, where they ask, oh, you can ask the crowd.
Somebody yelled out Cadbury, so we'll pretend you got Cadbury.
Yeah.
Number two, what band had a 1968 song called Savoy Truffle?
Chocolate.
Monkeys.
The Monkeys? The Beatles is correct.
Are you kidding?
The Beatles is correct. We have, I'm just going to change my guess. There's my guess. There she is. She's winning down there. Good job. We'll get everybody in there. That's perfect. Now we're all in there. Number three, in what book could you find a fictional character named Arthur Slugworth?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It is Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Whispers in the Ear.
Nice job.
Let's
do a fist bump.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Take that.
Yeah. Take my Beatles and go home.
Number four, what American icon frequently sold chocolate at his print shop in Philadelphia?
American icon... chocolate print shop.
What American icon frequently sold chocolate at his print shop in Philadelphia?
Nope, I don't know.
The answer was Benjamin Franklin.
What?
Ben Franklin.
He actually sold chocolate, right?
He sold chocolate. Number five, introduced in 1920, what candy bar is composed of a combination of caramel, peanut, and almond nougat covered in a layer of white fudge?
What goes on?
This is a tough one.
Zero, man.
You know what's really funny about you saying zero? The answer is zero. It's called a zero bar. Isn't that weird?
That is actually... That was a setup. He had my back.
Allie, he said...
Ryan.
He goes, I told you I know zero about chocolate. The answer was a zero bar. That's crazy. Number six, what company holds the world record for largest piece of chocolate?
What? There's a world record for that? I mean, there's got to be. Oh, my God.
Longest toenails, bro.
Dude, honestly, I have no idea.
Largest piece of chocolate. What company?
Hershey's.
Hershey's is correct.
Woo!
Number seven. In a fantasy scene on The Simpsons, what animal jumps into Homer's arms, causing him to take a bite?
Easter Bunny.
It is a dog.
A hippo?
Oh, that's just wrong.
It's a chocolate dog.
Oh, that's not cool.
Number eight, Miranda eats chocolate cake from the garbage on a 2001 episode of what TV show?
Who's Miranda?
Miranda eats chocolate cake from a garbage on a 2001 episode of what
Sex
TV
in the
show?
City.
It is Sex in the City.
Never watched it.
Number nine, which Harry Potter candy comes with collectible cards of a famous witch or wizard in each
Harry Potter!
Well, Harry Potter is part of the question. What type of Harry Potter candy comes with a collectible card?
It's a chocolate frog.
It is chocolate frog.
Woo!
Nice job.
Hi-ya!
How do you guys know this stuff?
Number 10, a character named George asks out a character named Lorraine and then immediately orders chocolate milk in what 80s movie?
George and Lorraine?
George Lorraine.
I told you.
Back to the future.
And
the bonus question for 2 points on season 4, episode 9 of a hit TV show. Which character celebrates a victory by eating a giant can of pudding on a rooftop?
Friends? Season
4, episode 9 of a hit TV show. Which character celebrates a victory by eating a giant can of pudding on a rooftop?
Is it Parks and Rec? What year?
Oh, is it The Office?
It doesn't say
no that. Year. What character?
What character?
Character?
Joey.
Joey on Friends. The answer was Carl on The Walking Dead. Carl on The Walking Dead.
I have never watched The Walking Dead.
Reyes, thanks for being a part of this trivia. You got the zero question. That was good.
Hey, I got two.
And Allie, and what's your name?
Maddie.
Maddie
O.
Maddie O.
No shit. P-A-T-T-I. the last name? O-U. Patty O.
Patty O, Allie, and Reyes right here at Ogo Pogo Brewing. You can find them on Instagram at Ogo Pogo Brewing. And they're always brewing up some fun stuff here in San Gabriel, California.
Boom, there it was, a chat with Reyes and company over at Ogo Pogo Brewing in San Gabriel, California. Been doing a lot of sporadic events for them, trivia and bingo, over the last couple months, and hopefully we get something more concrete, like, hey, every Sunday at this time, we'll be doing bingo or something over there in San Gabriel. So great people running that place, and super happy to know everybody over there. And you should try their beer if you live anywhere near Pasadena, California. That's the closest big, big town that everybody knows. Rose Bowl is there, and it's coming up right here in January. That is it for today's episode. If you have a topic you want me to do in the future, shoot me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or throw a few bucks over on patreon.com/triviawithbuds. All of your donations on there help this show grow bigger and better every day. So thankful to my 25-plus patrons over on patreon.com. Some amazing, fun rewards coming in January, including a book club. That's right. If you donate a certain amount of money, you're going to be part of the brand new Trivia with Buds book club. So I can't officially announce it yet, but we'll be sending cool books to you every single month as part of one of the new tiers. So be on the lookout for that. And a special item for brand new people that sign up in January that only new people get for signing up. So be on the lookout for that. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.